Eye Contact by Fergus McNeil. Read by Mike Rogers. He realized very early on that he'd have to set rules. Otherwise there would be no structure, no real challenge. And what would be the point if there was no challenge? He wondered how many others might have walked this road before him, moving unseen through society, their actions sending out little ripples over the surface of the news, while they remained quietly anonymous, hidden in plain sight. Little ripples. He smiled at the thought. It was certainly harder to do now, so much more challenging than it would have been even 20 years ago. Tougher surveillance, tougher forensics. But in many ways that was the appeal of it. Little ripples. He watched them spreading away into the twilight, glittering with reflected street lamps from across the otherwise calm water. He watched them fading as they expanded outwards, silent rings around the face-down figure, now so still after moments of such struggle. And then, like the last of the ripples, he was gone. Part 1. Severn Beach. Chapter 1. Wednesday, the 2nd of May. Robert Naismith peered thoughtfully at the typewritten menu in the window, then pushed open the door with his forearm, the sleeve of his jacket preventing any direct contact with the glass. Old habits. A little bell clinked above the doorway as he stepped inside, his polished shoes tapping quietly across the scrubbed wooden floor. 8 tables, neatly squeezed in, with linen tablecloths and flowers in slender vases, artistic photographs on the walls. But only one customer.